I was 27 when I got my transplant, and I've been waiting nearly 3 years. Dialysis every day, every 4 hours, like a baby's bottle. So really, you never really think the call is going to actually come through. At the end, I really couldn't even walk upstairs, sort of thing, let alone go out and about each day.
What was it like when you did receive that call to say, we've got a donor, Nikki, we can do the surgery?
Very scary, actually. And I was doing a little bit of voluntary work, and the call came through. I was a volunteer of the Hartkin Hospice in Maidstone, and the call came through that, there, grab your bag, go straight to Guy's Hospital. If you're in Kent and have renal failure, you have your op done at Guy's. So quick phone call to my husband, and literally it's a race up to Guy's Hospital to have loads of tests and beforehand to make sure you are able to receive the kidney, and it is technically, they say, a good match. Mine wasn't, but obviously my precious kidney came from, very sadly, a 35-year-old man that died in a motorcycle accident. But bless that man, he was very healthy. I did well on dialysis, so it was able to go ahead.
I mean, obviously, it completely changed your life. I mean, can you ever be grateful enough for what that person did for you?
No, not at all. If I had one wish that you could grant me, it would be to meet my donor family, actually. I have done quite a bit of sponsored events, quite big. I've jumped off top of Guy's Tower building. I've jumped out of a plane. I've wing walked. Because I try and sort of be so active. I have a horse, so I regularly compete at the British Transplant Games. I try and live life for him, really, because obviously he's not here. I've got me and my husband, obviously, we got two beautiful girls. One, Megan's 27 and Ella's 23, and they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the courageousness of my donor's family, because obviously they carried out his wishes. Obviously, presumably they did know, but that his wish was to donate his organs. But at that terrible time, when obviously he had a motorcycle accident, they were able to say yes and stopped me from, like, every 4 hours of dialysis. But my two girls wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, it really did change your life. And you mentioned there about competing at the Transplant Games. You've represented Team GB, which is incredible. Tell us a bit about that and how that feels like.
I used to race walk, and I must admit I can't do it now, a bit older lady, and play table tennis. And I run a gold medal. British Transplant Games happen annually around the country in different cities, and 4 days of sports with people from all different types of transplants, see, lung, heart, liver, kidneys, corneas now. Anthony Nolan is part of it as well, which is amazing. And it's very tiny children up until any age, anybody with a transplant. We compete in sports, promoting organ donation, showing what we can do after transplant. You know, you can live healthy, really healthy lives. And yes, I won the gold medal in race walking in 2014, so I represented Team GB in Argentina in 2015, because the World Transplant Games are every 2 years. I got two bronze medals, amazingly, in Argentina. It was fantastic. And I've literally just been selected for Team GB again after 10 years. I'm in Dresden next year in Germany in the World Transplant Games 2025, and I'll be competing in table tennis. So that's very exciting. It took another 10 years to be selected again.